boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
And one more person today asks me if I'm crying or what is wrong with me.
It's just a normal day.
I mean, I do cry a lot, so there's that. But it's something when you don't wear glasses, and you normally do, people are like, oh my God, are you sick? Well, yes, I am still. Or they're like, are you crying? Is everything okay? Mm-hmm. Here's the dealio. I have not lost one, but two pairs of glasses. And as someone who really can't see without my glasses, I think you can imagine how it's going when I can't find both of my glasses. And I can hardly see without them.
No, I can't imagine because I am a contacts girly. Uh-huh. And I'd have to call out of work, I think.
Really?
They'd
be like, that's a dumb excuse, but it's legit.
It's legit. I can't even walk around my house. It's the first thing I do every morning is put contacts in my eyeballs. So I'm assuming you're fairly similar with your glasses. I don't know how you're functioning.
I'm struggling right now. I'm like having to be really close up to things. And because I'm not also wearing my glasses, I'm starting to get a headache too because your eyes are like, this is not normal. I'm telling you, Taylor, we deep cleaned our entire house yesterday and I never once saw the glasses.
Oh, I can't wait to find out where they've been.
I'll keep you up to date.
Please.
I have no idea right now. Couldn't tell you.
Can I place a bet that they're somewhere in your car?
That's a good bet. My bet is they're somewhere in the studio.
Ooh.
But I'm pretty positive I drove home Friday with glasses on.
TBD, I'm concerned that, that's concerning. You can't remember.
I know. And I don't know if I can't find them because I can't see. So I don't know when I'm going to find them.
Did you make a really great point there?
I do. Can I ask you a very TMI question on the radio?
Maybe. It depends.
Because I talked about you on Friday. You took Friday off, and I kept telling everybody who was listening, I'm like, hey, the reason she's off is because she's at home watching UDA, which is college like dance teams competing head to head.
Yeah, nationals.
Right. And I was talking about that. I'm like, she is going to be zoned in on her laptop. I'm thinking of Curly. Like, he's probably not going to be allowed to talk to her.
That's correct.
I knew it. And I said, at what point does she go to the bathroom? And then I asked, does she take the laptop with her?
No. Answer you. No, I didn't.
You wore a diaper.
No. Luckily, most of the time they alternate between categories. So you're on a time limit. I'm like, okay, this is a division I don't
care about
so much about. I'll run and take care of business then. But I did yell at him to stop talking it.
I knew it
a couple times.
I knew it.
Said, I'm overstimulated. Shut up.
Okay, well, you probably saw a lot of like UDA or UCA, which is cheerleading, videos on your like FYP. They were
everywhere
for me. And so I'm like scrolling on my FYP and it's like, maybe a shop with me, and then the next one is UDA, and the next one's UCA, right? And my boyfriend neighbor man's watching me TikTok, and he was very interested in the videos, but the ones he was mostly interested
in. Can I guess?
Yes.
Mascots.
Yes, he was.
It.
He goes, wait, this is a thing?
Oh, yeah.
And I go, yeah. He goes, I'm interested. More of those. So then we had to start looking up videos of the mascots, and then I was like, oh, I need to show you years past and what this mascot has done. He was very invested
in it. Is he about to go back to school so that he can do it?
I told you. If somebody would hire him as a mascot, he wants to do it for one day and one day only, and he would be sick at it.
We got to find someone. If you have a mascot costume, please let us borrow it.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Let's talk Super Bowl.
Which one? Because you were just...
Well, we're not talking dance team Super Bowl. If you want to talk, hit me up because I got lots to say.
I'm talking about mind is open if you felt like it.
It is because we can share our thoughts there. I'm talking about the actual Super Bowl because it's coming up just around the corner. And people are once again talking about the Super Bowl logo color theory. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Every year they put out, a graphic, a logo that they use on everything that kind of reflects where it's being hosted.
Yeah.
Like we'll have a landmark or kind of the color scheme represents like desert or beachy or whatever. And the last 4 years, people say the logo has correctly predicted the two teams that make it to the Super Bowl. Believe that if you want. It's a little bit of a stretch. But I mean, even last year it was green and red, and the Chiefs and the Eagles were in the Super Bowl. So, you know, take with that what you will. This year's Super Bowl logo is quite busy. It's a little confusing. It's pink, it's blue, it's yellow, and pink, blue, yellow, and a little bit of green, I guess I would say.
So first thought is the Philadelphia Eagles still in? Because if you said green.
No.
Oh.
I had to look up where we're at because I'm like, I know there were games on this weekend. When do we find out who's on the Super
Bowl? Yeah, I have no
idea. This weekend, I have your answer for you.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of teams that have red. There's four teams with red. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 with blue. One team with green, which is the Seahawks, and one team with like main yellow. So there are two games on Sunday that are going to determine who's going to the Super Bowl. We have the Patriots versus the Broncos and the Rams versus the Seahawks. Based off of this, out of the Patriots and Broncos, it's the Patriots. They have blue and they have red.
Okay.
Rams versus Seahawks, I think it's the Seahawks because they have green and blue.
Okay, so we think Seahawks and the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. We're putting it in.
Yes.
Now.
And if we're wrong and you put money on that,
that's on you.
No,
boo.
We didn't. Sorry.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You always hope that your partner has your back, and if you ask them to do something, they probably want to do it no questions asked. Like hide a body. But I hope I never have to find that one out.
I've asked, not because I had a body that now I'm putting myself in a hole. I did ask just because, you know, I'd be asking random questions like, would you love me if I was a worm? Things like that. I did ask him if I, you know, murdered somebody, would you help me hide the body? He said no. That's where he draws the line.
I'm assuming my boyfriend Curly would also probably say no. But I will say he passed this weekend because I was hanging out watching College Dance Team Nationals. But in that time, I had these shelves that I got off the internet and I haven't hung them up yet. So I was like, you know what? In between categories and stuff, like I should really take this time to hang
up.
Yeah, get my bedroom in order and stuff. And I quickly realized I need a laser level to make sure these are
straight. I've got one of those.
I know. And my mom said the same thing. Oh, you should have asked. You should have picked it up.
I would have given it to you.
I know. I'm like, you know what? Grow up, Taylor. You need to just get your own laser level.
Nice.
So my boyfriend Curly was at work and I text him like, hey, if I place a pickup order, will you grab this laser level for me? And he just goes, yeah, sure. When's it ready? I'm like, you don't even. My first thing would be like, what are you doing that you need a laser level at home? What? What's going on at home? What are you hanging up? What's going on? He just was like, yeah, sure. Let me know when it's ready. Still didn't ask any questions until he got home.
Usually me and like Curly are the same person. But when my boyfriend Neighborman bought a laser thingamajigger, whatever they're called, I kind of harassed him so much that I had to have him give me a presentation of like, why do you think you need this laser leveler? I was like, I don't really see the point of it. You could have just gotten a leveler. I'm like, what was the point of it all? Where are you going to use it?
Lasers are more fun.
Of course you would say lasers are more
fun. And it's easier, but mostly they're more fun.
I know what you're doing on the weekend. You're going to play
Spy Kids?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and I did. I did do
I
that
knew
too.
It. There's a song I can no longer listen in our house because if I do, it will have my dog Zaw losing his freaking mind.
I'm so jealous. Can I tell you? I've seen people on TikTok who are like, I can't play Adele around my husky. Otherwise, it's like, ooh.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
I know. And I've been just waiting for that song, that moment. And it happened this weekend. I told you earlier that I know you spent your entire weekend watching UDA like
college
dances,
nationals. Yeah.
And all the dances and things like that. I wasn't going to pay the price for the streaming for that.
Not worth it. I mean, it was worth it, but it was a lot.
So I just was waiting for those videos to pop up on my TikTok For You page for the dance side, for the cheerleading side. And then I told you my boyfriend Neighborman discovered that he really likes the mascot side because they'll bring their mascot and they'll compete as well. That's when we discovered, thanks to the University of Tennessee, their mascot was performing and he's like a dog of some sort.
A volunteer.
And he started dancing to the song, Who Let the Dogs Out? And my dog, Zaw, loses his mind.
He's like, me.
We were like, wait a minute. Did he just bark at that? So then we go back and we rewind it a little bit. And then sure, and he was like sleeping too. And woke up to it and was like, woof, woof. I was like, oh my God.
Was he barking on beat?
It sounded like it. No, I might be losing my mind and you might be like, there's no way. But I feel like there was a way he was like on terms with the barking.
No, I need you to capitalize on this. I need you to, to train. I need to get him on beat. This is what gets you on like America's Got Talent.
And I might win money. Or America's Funniest Home Videos. I might be rich. I'm out of here.
That song's on loop from now on.
I don't know if I'm going through a midlife crisis or something is happening to me.
But I took the Christmas decorations down.
Now, any normal person listening is like, okay, we don't care. Like, what do you mean you took the Christmas decorations down and you're going through a midlife crisis? You have to understand, the rule in our house is that everything stays up until my birthday, February 9th.
Right.
But last year, I did get a little upset that I didn't get to put my Valentine's Day up. Because at that point, what's the point? It would be a week. I'm not putting in all the work for a week.
Right, barely.
So I changed the rules a little bit this year. All the knickknacks are going to get put away. The wreaths, the little gnomes, things like that. Trees stay up for my happiness.
Okay.
And then we put Valentine. So it's a little bit of a confused house right now.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Because it's half Christmas, half Valentine's
Day. Do you put any of the Valentine's Day on the trees? Or you leave the trees as Christmas?
Well, one is technically, it's a pink tree. Like I pink ornaments on it, so it counts as Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. The other one, no, it's all still Christmas on there.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Are you happy? It sounds like your house is full of spirit, and I just am not fully convinced it's working.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, I have to circle back around to last week because I took Friday off, so I wasn't here. And before I left on Thursday, you said that you were really excited to do the Taylor Window Update.
I don't ever get to do it. How the studio is laid out, we have two gigantic windows. You could see out there. That's why we do the Taylor Window Update. I can't, so you have to tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been pretty boring lately, so I kind of was like, don't get your hopes up, but how was it?
So much going on.
No.
I know, and I could lie to you and be like, oh, we had heavy police presence, somebody got arrested, you know, things like that, you know.
I'd be jealous.
Place got robbed across the street.
I'd be really jealous.
None of that happened, but what did happen was what I like to call a Katy Perry moment. I saw a plastic bag drifting through the wind wanting to start again.
Mood every day of my life.
I know.
I do feel like a plastic bag.
I did see that and I was like, well, I kind of need to report on that to be quite honest with you. But something else I discovered that I really want to bring to your attention is that our fire hydrants here are green. Now, I do need to do some journalistic investigation here. If you look to your left, Taylor, you'll see it. There's a green fire hydrant.
Where?
Do you not have your glasses on today? It's over there in like the field. Apparently there's like, that sounds sus, but I swear there's one kind of like over closer to the field over there. But it's green, which I can't wrap my mind around because, you know, I always thought fire hydrants were red. Now I'm wondering, is the city of Cedar Rapids fire hydrants green or are they red? And I have not been paying attention. Can I tell you what I discovered in Dallas?
Sure. Well, you're really excited right now.
When we were in Dallas, their fire hydrants were silver and blue. Now, I don't know if that was like a nod towards Dallas Cowboys or what, but I couldn't get over their fire hydrants being silver and blue. So now I need to do some journalistic investigation and figure out, are the city of Cedar Rapids green, like the one over there, or are they red, like you see in the movies and the TV shows? I haven't been paying attention.
I guess I haven't either. Like my first thought is city of Cedar Rapids, like the five seasons logo, you know, is like a green tree. Generally, for
Girl,
city of Cedar
I didn't
Rapids.
Even know that. So you have done more.
Get it on the internet a little bit more. Or they're trying to camouflage it.
Well, wouldn't you want to know where it is?
Well, you would think.
Can you imagine the fire department being like, where is it? We don't know.
Well, I would be like, I understand. I've worked here for 7 years and I've never seen that freaking fire hydrant over there.
So you weren't here and I didn't have anyone to talk about getting engaged.
It was like the first day of 2026. You haven't been able to bring it up.
So
now your time starts now.
You got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you're done. No, I don't think anything's happening right now. Like he's not acting suspicious. He hasn't dropped any like weird hints or anything. So I just don't think it's happening right now in this moment. But I will tell you, I found the ring. But that's not.
My God. Were you looking for the ring?
No. So he's had the ring. Let's talk about this. We went shopping last January and he's had the ring physically since last April.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, what he'll do is he'll hide the ring around the house. And if I find it, I tell him. I don't look in the box personally because I could, and I don't think he would get mad if I did. But I just want to, I don't remember it. Mm-hmm. And I want to be shocked. So the longer I don't see it, the better for me, right?
Okay.
So I'll find it and I'll tell him, hey, I found it behind the stove. He didn't put it there. I'm just saying. And then he'll,
seems dangerous.
And then he'll move it. Anyways, I was putting away the Christmas decorations and I found it behind one of my gnomes. I go, here you go. I know you need to hide it again. Unless I start doing it. I suggested it to him. I said, what if, since you had a whole year of hiding it, it's my turn. I get to hide the ring now in random places throughout the house, and you just let me know if you find it. And he goes, that sounds like a great plan until I want to propose to you.
Right, yeah. I mean, for somebody that is constantly like, I need this to happen, it sounds like you'd be delaying your own proposal.
You're right. He's like, you're going to hide it, and then if I need to ask for it, then you know it's coming. So I would have to find it myself.
Right.
But what if I can never find it? You're never getting engaged. So we didn't. I gave him the ring. I think he's hid it. I don't know. I don't know where it is until I find it again. I thought it was a great fun idea until I realized.
I thought you were going to say you handed it to him and pushed him down on a knee to make it happen right then. I don't love a pet name. I don't love using them.
You?
I don't necessarily love being called a pet name. I call my boyfriend Curly by his name, which is not actually Curly.
Yeah, can you imagine she calls Curly Curly at
I
home?
Don't.
That would be funny.
I don't do that. That's just his radio nickname and also what my grandmother calls him. I call him by his
first
name.
Shout out Grammy.
And he calls me Tay. Occasionally it'll be Babe. And I don't necessarily mind that. It's just like when I'm walking in from coming home from work. I'll be like, hey, babe. And I'm like, hey. And that's it.
Does he ever call you babe in text?
No.
Oh. I see. We're the opposite.
You're texting me. We don't need to address each other. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, we'd be like, hey, Pookie. Are you?
See.
Oh, it's really bad. We'd be like, we call each other Pookie and then we ask each other for Pookin. I don't know what that means, but we'd be doing that.
I'm like going to start gagging here. See, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. But I called him something this weekend that he snapped back at me and said, don't call me that.
Was it Poogie?
It was not. He walked in from work. I was sitting on the couch watching College Nationals on Friday. And I went, hey, buddy.
Oh.
And he immediately goes, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah. But hey, buddy. Hey, you're my best buddy. What's going on? Like, hey, how's it going? I really was just like happy to see him. He goes, don't call me mm-hmm. buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, wait a minute. Why? I didn't mean it. Like, do you think I'm friend zoning you? Because
it felt like that.
Dude, we've lived together for like almost 3 years. You're not in the friend zone. And he goes, I just hate when anybody calls me buddy.
Dude, I would start calling when my ex, when things were getting like towards the end and it was bad, I'd call him buddy. I would call him by his like first name and other first name. Like, I'd be like, hey, Tom.
Other first names?
I'd be like, hey, Tom.
Well, you were delusional at that point.
No more. Do you ask the question, would you love me if I was a worm? I got a new one for you.
I like that question. But
I do.
Okay.
I asked my boyfriend neighbor man at 9 o'clock Saturday night. Can we do a date night tonight? I'm not feeling loved. I need a date night tonight.
Okay. What did you mean by that?
I also feel like we've been so busy with the holidays and both being sick. I'm like, we haven't gone on a date. We haven't dated each other.
You mean leave the house, go out on a date?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
He's like, okay, what are you thinking? I'm like, jokingly, I said, the movies.
Oh.
Sure enough, they'd be playing movies at 9:45. I know that's probably normal, but to me, I was like, that's bedtime almost, dude.
I feel that, but I do think normal people go out to late night movie showings.
I know. And so I asked him if he would do a movie. He was down for it. But then I'm like, let me give you some other date night options. I mean, there was countless in there. One of them was that we could do our own things with each other, like I cross-stitch, he video games. Okay. Is that really a date night? But we'd be in the bed together doing it, right?
Let's do a date night, but spend time apart. I like it.
That's love, baby.
I like it.
And then I told him, what if we do like beauty night, spa night?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you could paint my toenails for me. He didn't end up doing that. Or we could also do like face masks. Uh-huh. And that's what we did. We put face masks on. He loves a good face mask. And he was doing the ones for like his pores to come out. Mm-hmm. And then I am desperate for one that will just hydrate my like very dry skin right now.
Yeah.
I lasted 2 seconds. My skin is so dry, it was burning alive. I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
So date night was ruined?
Date night was ruined because my skin was so dry. I couldn't handle it. And he was just sitting there, couldn't move his face. He was like, this is a great date night. Because it was so on there tight trying to get every freaking pore out. It was a great date night.
Yeah, I'm curious now because I don't know if I say that, what's going to be suggested?
Well, you gotta
for a date night. Oh, I have to come up with the ideas?
Yeah, or I guess you could see what he would do because I have a feeling he'd be like, well, what if you play a video game with me? Oh, God, don't.
I just got mad at you.
I went to the gym today. Now, this has been a while since I've been sick that I've been able to hit the gym.
Yeah. Right?
I knew I was going to go this morning, so I was like, I want my boyfriend neighbor man to join me. I tried to wake him up, and he did not want to get up for the life of him.
Mood.
He's like, it's my day off. Can I just sleep in? I said, and I do regret this. Okay, if I don't make you if you don't have to do any chores today, no cleaning, no projects that need to be done, and you just go to the gym with me, you can game for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
He picked it. He picked that option. He went to the gym with me today.
Wow.
And now he has no chores. He doesn't have to work on any projects. But I, in fact, do regret making that bet.
I mean, but sometimes that's what you need is somebody to come to the gym with you.
Yeah, you just need somebody to help motivate you, the accountability, and all of that is happening in Sweat Squad.
Those girls, Sweat Squad, it's our private Facebook group that you can join for some motivation. If you don't have a neighbor man to come to the gym with you.
Nope.
I don't. I don't have a neighbor man, you know?
She's like, I don't even like my neighbors.
I don't even know what they look like. They never leave their house. You just sometimes need that little extra push. See other people working out at home mm-hmm. or what type of classes they're doing. You can post your own journey, whether you're just starting or you're somebody that is like in an awesome routine. We'd love for you to join us.
You can join right now. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. It is a private group, but we will get you in the next couple of minutes if you request to join.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I got to talk about the video that's going viral for anybody that needs to stand up and realize how good you are.
Girl, I need it every day. My self-doubt is really high.
Okay.
I'm being serious.
Yikes, man.
I just made it depressing, but I'm telling you, it's very serious.
Well,
I have a problem.
This video, I feel like it could apply to really anybody. Now, specifically, it's a girl named Ariel who is stitching a video from a girl named Chantel. And Chantel makes a TikTok talking about how she's like down in the dumps because she's married, but her husband asked for space. Okay.
Yikes.
So obviously,
I hope I never have that.
Yeah, something's not going well. But he has not. I mean, they're no contact. He did not wish her a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Did not wish her a happy birthday. And she's like, I just keep waiting around for it and getting my hopes up. And then he doesn't reach out. Ariel pipes in. She cuts her off, stitches the video and says, here's what you're going to do. You're going to download a dating app of your choice. You're going to make your profile picture a photo of you looking hot. Bikini on a beach. Fantastic. Show it off. If you're 30-ish, you need to put the age range from 23 to 29. You're going to swipe on just guys who you think are hot. Hot, hot, hot. But look toxic, okay? Mm. They definitely don't have a 401k.
We've all been with one before.
They probably
fun.
Tell their mom
for a while.
Happy Mother's Day 2 days late. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're just hot and that's it. You're going to set up 4 dates for the weekend. You're going to do two for Friday, two for Saturday. 5:30 dinner, 8 p.m. drinks. If you're having fun at the dinner, cancel the drinks. Who cares about the second one? You're going to go on the dates. You're going to do what you need to do to feel great going into them. Wear the red lipstick. Get your nails done, put a little spray tan on, whatever you need to do to feel your hottest. You're going to go out and you're going to enjoy what it's like to be a hot commodity.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even going to probably text the man afterwards. You're going to forget about the guy, your husband, who can't even text you happy birthday.
Because
as soon as you start having fun and realize you're the hot commodity, he'll come crawling back and you're going to be like,
oh, you, that's good.
Who are you?
Uh-huh.
Forget you. You couldn't even tell me happy birthday. That was her advice.
I agree with some of this. There, I have one little part that I'm like, ooh.
She's
right?
Still married.
Yeah. Well, but I feel like unless you did him wrong, which she doesn't say that she did, like maybe you cheat. Like if you were to cheat.
Right.
I would understand if he didn't say happy birthday. Right. Because
right.
You did him bad. And now he's trying to heal.
Yeah.
Right. But if he just wanted space, I'm sorry, the least you could do is say happy birthday, mm-hmm. and you did it. So that shows me your character right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just get nervous about the guy she's going on dates with. Like, wouldn't you feel bad if a man did that to you? You know, and you found out he was married the whole time and he was just using you for a good time because, you know, he's going through the dumps. And I'm going to uno reverse it because I would, mm-hmm. I'd feel like crap if I found out about that. So mm-hmm. I do feel bad for the guys. But I think that, yes, she should go out and have fun. Just please make it very clear to the guys.
I'm married.
That's going to attract a very specific type of guy.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You ever just wonder, like, how do fire trucks or police cars or ice cream trucks get gas or get towed?
It just doesn't feel right to know, like, because you only see them ever on duty.
Uh-huh. You never see something like getting gas or getting towed.
No.
Ever. I can tell you today how a garbage truck gets towed.
What?
I know! I was driving, I'm over there by, the mall area, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that what I think? Now, you have to remember, I don't have my glasses on today, so I was like, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? I'm like, is that a garbage truck getting towed? Sure enough, it was. And then I got to be behind it. So here's what I can tell you. They put their hazards on, which I think they do that for any car that's getting towed, but I don't know. It's not your normal tow truck. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Which I would hope so, because that thing is massive.
It's large.
But it was like a gigantic like tow truck and had the garbage truck at like an angle so they could tow it. That's what I saw.
Was it on like a bed?
No. It was like yanked up. Like normally a car is yanked up when they get towed. Uh-huh. It was like that. So it was so the front wheels weren't riding, right? They weren't touching the ground.
Yeah.
But the back were definitely touching the ground.
Yeah. I have so many follow-up questions.
Go on.
You're going to have no answers
I'm
to.
I'm not, but let's
Why were
it.
They getting towed?
That's what I wanted.
Did they run out of gas? Did they hit something? Did they have a flat tire? Was there garbage in the truck?
That's a really good question, right? Because if something happened, they broke down.
Yeah.
Clearly, I mean, they're not going to take the trash out, are they? Because how would you?
What are you supposed to do? Was it stinky in the tow truck? Could you smell the garbo?
Oh, I could tell you behind it, I didn't. Because sometimes when you're like behind a semi, you could smell their like fumes and things. I could tell you I didn't smell trash. So maybe they did clear it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he never got to hit his route because he crashed.
Right.
Or, you know, broke down or whatever. I can't answer any of those.
And lastly, where's the garbage man or woman?
He wasn't riding in the back like they do sometimes. Because I was like, can you imagine?
I so would. It'd be like the weirdest roller coaster ever.
I told you today on my way to work, I got to watch a garbage truck get towed, which was the first in my entire life. You had a million and one questions. You were like, did they have trash in it?
What happened? Well, what happened?
Did they get into a car accident?
Or they parked somewhere they weren't supposed to be?
God, that always gets me.
You know? What was the purpose?
I can't answer any of those questions, but I can tell you something very interesting that I did discover because I was driving behind the garbage truck getting towed.
Uh-huh.
They had a shovel back there.
What do you mean?
There was a shovel, so you got the back of the garbage truck, and it was like hanging. I don't know how it was hanging on the truck at all, if there was a nail or a hook. I don't know, but there was a shovel. So now I have multiple more questions. Did it get stuck in snow? Do they have that in case they get stuck in snow?
Mm-hmm.
Are they shoveling garbage somewhere? Which you shouldn't have. Like you shouldn't have to shovel the garbage, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, well, that
should be in the bin.
Whole point of the truck. If it's outside the bin, they don't be picking that up.
No, that's not their job.
No, they are not babysitters.
So I don't know why there was a shovel, but now I have even more questions.
We need to get in contact with somebody in the biz. You know.
Were you the owner of that garbage truck that was getting towed? We have questions.
Please reach out for comment. You ever ask your partner to do something and then immediately regret because they ask so many follow-up questions that you're like, I should have just done this myself. Last week, I was like, this is a genius meal idea. Meatballs in the crock pot.
It's been done before, but...
Thank you. I didn't invent it. I'm not claiming to have invented
crockpot meatballs. Wow, a real genius right there. Don't get it patented because I don't think it's going to go well for you.
Okay, mean. Jeez. We haven't done it for a dinner, I should say. I made them for a work party here. And my
boyfriend, you're just going to have meatballs?
Well, we were going to put them over rice and have like green beans on the side and stuff.
Okay. This Sorry, you're talking to somebody who absolutely hates meatballs.
Okay. Nobody asked you. Anyways, I was like, this is perfect because my boyfriend Curly gets off work before I do. And I'll have everything ready to go. The meatballs are frozen. The sauce I had mixed up in the morning. He just has to get home, dump it in the crock pot, turn it on, and then we're ready to rock and roll when I get home at, you know, 7:20 at night. And I immediately regretted it because when he got off work, I start getting photos and text messages. Is this the sauce? And I'm like, yeah, I told you it's the one with the yellow lid on it. That's go ahead and dump it in. Well, do I have to mix it up? I'm like, well, yes, ideally you'd give it a little mix. And then I'm getting pictures of the crock pot. Is this turned on? I'm like, well, it's lit up on the power button and it's lit up under high. I think you're good to go.
Also, just touch it.
Yeah.
If it's warm, it's on.
Do I put the lid on? Do I need to mix it halfway through? And I'm like, you know what? Crockpots are supposed to be worry-free and effortless, and you made it the opposite.
I will never understand the male species. Because
me either.
It was one thing for him to forget, because my boyfriend, Abraham, will forget. I'll be like, we're having chicken tonight, and I come home. He's like, what were we having? I'm like, I freaking told you.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to not know how to turn on a crockpot. This is why they invented Google and ChatGPT, so that you can ask your dumb, stupid questions to Google or ChatGPT.
I didn't even think about that.
That's what I do. I would have asked.
You hide your stupid.
I hide your stupid.
Yes.
It is not that hard.
Thanks.
So before you left and you took Friday off, we had talked in Trending with Taylor about a couple getting married on a plane, right? It was in the middle of the flight. And then the flight attendant's like, surprise, you guys are all invited to this wedding, right?
Yes.
One thing led to another, and that's when I told you that there's a company that, I don't know if we have any here locally, but I know it's like in Las Vegas. But they do the Mile High. It's a private plane that you can book. You can join the Mile High Club with your boo thing.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, you get a certificate.
Yeah, this was the first I had ever heard of it. And then you so graciously over the weekend were sending me TikToks about it.
I was because we talked about it, my phone heard, right? And now it was every other video. So I had to send it to you because I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy. This really is a thing that you can do in Vegas. I got to ask you.
No.
You already know.
Absolutely not.
Okay, wait, why?
I'm not going to yuck anybody's yum. Do whatever you want. I don't care. No! What if the plane's going down? I'm sorry. Because you mentioned, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, I don't like flying. Okay?
I have a fear of flying.
I can hide
it fairly well. So how am I supposed to focus on my fear and then focus on fun?
You mentioned that there is nobody that interrupts you in the cabin of the plane as you are having your special sexy date night.
And they got their little headphones on, so they apparently can't hear anything either.
I need the safety, instructions, okay? I don't listen. Nobody listens. But I want you to do it because I want to know that you know what's happening if we're going down. I'd also like to be notified, but I'd like to be clothed. You know what I'm saying?
Please put your clothes on so that we can tell you the plane
Fasten your seatbelts and put on your bra. No, I'm not doing it.
Wait, can you imagine, though, if it were to happen? While you're joining the Mile High Club, I mean, is it iconic?
I'd like to not find out, personally.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.